WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford.
This is KFA SQM listening. This is KFA SQM listening.
WHCMN, repeater in Guilford.
This is AAAUHG, Kilo Alpha 8 Uniform Hotel Golf, listening.
WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
This is KFA-SQN listening. This is KFA-SQN listening. This is KFA-SQN listening.
KAGD. Haven't heard anybody else out there, but I've been keeping a little left. Back to you, KAGD. Negative. I got a bunch. Myself, NAWU, WGACQZ, NHBZR, KAFWR, and of course yourself, KAGD.
Okay, copy that.
So far?
yeah, that would be nice, because I was aware that I was not controlled today, so...
W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
So Bravo Niner, India, Alpha Romeo, how copy?
Okay, well, one before time, keeping an eye on that NADRL, is that correct, Owen?
The one before which station, please?
Before time, keeping an eye on IR.
That's November 8, Echo Romeo Lima.
Okay, I got the list, thank you. And I will assume control, if that's okay, over.
Copy that, it's all yours, PHADD.
Okay, good evening, everybody. Thanks, Jim, for the prenup roster. I was unaware that I was not controlled today, but here we go. Good evening, everybody, to the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet. We meet every Sunday at this time, usually on 7232. Alternate frequency is 68 Channel 2. And we conduct this net for the purpose of exchanging information for the various emergency programs, such as Aries 3C Sky 1. And related programs, all stations are welcome if you have an interest in emergency comp. And let's see, only because I don't have enough script in front of me, we're going to dispense with the rest of it and get the comments. You're not control is today is Whiskey Delta 8 Uniform Sierra Alpha, and I hold a position of official relation and the shack manager of the American Red Cross in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Okay, so the following stations I have already set in are as follows. KAJBD, November 8, Oscar Bravo Uniform. WBATTZ, November 8, Bravo Zulu Romeo. KB8SWR, KE8DON. WB8AXB, November 8, Echo Romeo Lima, and KB9IAR. These stations need not check in again, but any additional stations for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet, your call. Over.
Kilo, Bravo.
This is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Tango, Quebec. Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Tango, Quebec, in and out.
Okay, Whiskey Alpha. Nothing heard. Any additional stations will be begin comments.
Kilo, Bravo 8, Papa Golf Whiskey. Good evening.
Yep, I got you, John. You'll follow KB9IAR. Over.
Roger.
Whiskey Alpha 4, Mike Lima Delta. Well, that was Whiskey.
November 8, Kilo, November Sierra.
Romeo Oscar, NA. WRO, Macomb County.
Yeah, there was a triple there. Whiskey Alpha 4, Mike Lima Delta. Okay, I got you. Whiskey Alpha 4, Mike Lima Delta. And on November 8, Whiskey Romeo Oscar. Any others?
November 8, Kilo, November Sierra. Name is Don.
November 8, Kilo, November Sierra. Roger, you rogered into the net. You'll follow N8 Whiskey Romeo Oscar. Any others? Okay, my goodness, what a pothole this afternoon. So, all right, let's get started. If you didn't make it in, not to worry. We'll be giving another call here for additional stations here a little bit later on. So let's get to the commander and see what he's got for us. K-A-D-O-N,
my ducks in a row and start getting that outline. So with that, I am unfortunately short time today, so I won't be able to get to hear everybody that's on the roster. Quite a large one today. Thank you all for coming out. And hope you all stay warm and safe and healthy. This is Kilo Echo 8, Delta Oscar November, back to next.
Okay, Max, well, I was just filling out the net report, but I'll just hold that in abeyance and you can close it your discussion. But thank you all for your for all that you do, and I regret that I'll miss Hannah off this year, but the Southland calls, the deep south. Southern Florida is calling me, so wife and I are going to be skedaddling here, it looks like, the end of next week. So I wish everybody a good time at Interop, and y'all stay warm, and thank you, Max. All right, we'll break with you. KHABD, you're up for comments, stand by NAOBU.
Hi, WDA-USA, KHABD, thanks for picking up the net. What's happening here is I had my beginning-of-year meeting with Ben, KCADNY, University of Hampshire here. Had a good meeting. We sort of got things planned out for in general where we're going, and sort of went through the analysis of what we did last year and what we're planning on doing this year. So we have a plan. We'll see what we can do. So anyway, I hope everybody is nice and warm, and looking forward to digging out from a little bit of snow. We didn't get too bad here tomorrow morning. So, once again, thanks for taking the net. Joe, good to hear you on the air. This is Kilo 8, Juliet, Bravo, Delta.
Okay, very good, James. Nice hearing you on the ask on that previous. And so, very good on all. I can tell a lot of folks aren't outside doing a heck of a lot of stuff. They're on the radio. Just too blasted cold out there. So, thanks for all you do, Jim, and for your report. I appreciate it. Oh, and I should like to mention, I finally called my net script. I'd like to thank the, where is it here? If you're listening to this net on VHF, UHF, Lincoln Peters, thank the Central Michigan Emergency Network. And if you receive the net on VHF, UHF, you're also invited to check in and participate. The net is also on echo
link, but we'll receive only.
I have to get that in
there.
All right, moving on.
8 8
OBU, your comments
down
by
WBATTC, Mike. Over. Let us know. I'm sorry, people. I'm being lazy. I am still in my pajamas. I have no intention of going out in the snow, but I can see it.
Sorry, I'll probably... You know, you, for all the work you do, you deserve to be in your PJs, and you deserve not to go anywhere, so I have no problem with it. Thank you for all you do, and I appreciate you checking us tonight. We'll break with you, WBATQC. Mike, nice to hear you on the Oxcom Net today. Your comments stand by NH, Bravo Zulu Romeo, as I have it. Go ahead, Mike, comment, over.
Good afternoon, Joe, with WGUSA and Michigan ARQ, that's WBTTZ, Mike, up in Roger City, DCO, from Prescott County, and Max, and MIT, and manager. Well, the Air Ace front, public service front, not a lot to report. Our emergency manager took another position a couple of months ago. They have got somebody that will be filling in behind her. I've had a little bit of communication with that gentleman so far, but not a lot, so say you really don't have much to report. On the NTS front, Max and MITN are doing okay. Conditions are, for the most part, tolerable. Sometimes they're actually pretty good. We do try to make the published frequencies as closely as often as we can, but sometimes, particularly 40 meters on weekends, and especially contest weekends, some adjustments are necessary. Most net controls are pretty good about trying to put out a notice on the reflector, which if you signed up to get into that, it's a good source of information. But one thing I have found is that it's very often stretching the balance between getting it out in a timely manner for the net participants and avoiding somebody else jumping on an otherwise clear frequency before at that time does make for even further
Justin. So if you go looking for those dents, you don't always find them. Well, we're not trying to take the energy drain out, but that's just the nature of the band. They're rather busy these days. That's about all we have from here. Back to that WDTQZ.
Okay, Mike, very good. Well, I appreciate your hearing on the Octagon net today, and pretty good signal on both bands. And Roger on that, all quiet on the Aries breaking front, which is the way you want it. And, it is a problem at times on 40 to find a clear space. And even at night, the bands have been pretty doggone good, but even when we have the Michigan traffic net, we get heavy interference from about 3 or 4 KCs up every night. And we got to make adjustments for that. We've been going to 60 meters to channel 4 quite a bit. And that band has been excellent by and large. And if you consider flood control, the Michigan traffic net or Michigan traffic net and the 10 o'clock, 10 a.m. net, which escapes me at the moment. I should not get, that's right. Get a hold of Mike TPC and he'll stretch you right up. All right, and let's see here. Okay, let's move along. Mike, thank you. NHBZR, I hope I got that call right. I wrote quite in a hurry. You're up for comments, stand by TV, that's WR.
This
is NABZR. Romeo.
Well, he lacks signal.
Okay, all right, we'll come back to for the question mark there. We'll come back to him. KD, that's WR, your comments. Stand by Charlie.
Apparently he
lacks
signal too.
Okay, I'll put a question mark there, and we'll come back. WD8XB by default, Charlie, your comments, stand by N8EOL.
WDA USA in the net, this is WDNAXB, Charlie in Kalamazoo County, District 5. Nice to hear KB9IAR on, Don from Battle Creek. I was hoping to hear some other District 5 stations, but not so lucky today, I guess. The winter field day plan that I was going to be part of yesterday, as of Wednesday night, the 12th, decided to cancel it. The outdoor room that we were going to be having access to with an electric heater and small, almost like a chair-side wood stove was just not going to be enough to warm the place. We were right on the ragged edge last year using that particular heat and the same building. And we were hoping for a little warmer temperature because it was even chilly last year. So the St. Joseph County Amateur Radio Club, based in Centerville, did not participate in Winter Field Day. Other than that, no communication. That there are a lot of power outages down south and out east. So I'm happy to have electricity and happy to have the gas furnace going. So Joe, back to you, and we will stand by for the rest of the net. WDA USA from WDAXB, over.
Okay, very good. WDAXB in Michigan, FCF, WDA USA returning. Well, I tell you, there's been a ton of stations on for winter field day. I made more than a few contacts, and so it's a lot of people get the Iron Person Award if they did that kind of thing. And temperatures were somewhat better today in
at least above zero. And I think it was remained above zero last night too, so that's a big change from 20 below the night before. I have never witnessed temperatures that cold in my lifetime, I don't think. Not even during the winter vortex of about 10, 12 years ago. But it was certainly brutal. And there was the wind on this one wasn't near as strong as it was on the polar vortex outbreak. But man, I sure don't want to repeat any of this stuff anytime soon. Boy, that's brutal. At any rate, okay, Charlie, very good. Nice to hear you. And have a good rest of the evening. Let's see if NHBZR came back. If so, your comments, over. Okay, now that I heard, let's check with KD-SWR to come back.
Minnesota station. They had three transmitters outside, and I admire their effort. I'm glad I could give them a contact. That's all. KBATGW.
Yeah, well, you know, the old saying goes, if you think you're tough, there's always somebody tougher. So I think he might have. I know that's way outside of my bailiwick. I had enough winter deployments when I was using the older technology with the Red Cross, and a couple of winters, I remember a couple of them were just brutal. We had to set up a radio station at a high school, and that was just brutal conditions, but so I don't care to go through that again. So, all right, very good, John. Sounds like you enjoyed it, and that's what it's all about. We'll break with you, and we're overdue for a standby here. I'm sorry, I didn't think I ever took one. This is the Michigan Amateur, your public service cornet. Any additional check-ins to let up before we continue? Call now. Okay, nothing heard. Whiskey Alpha 4, Mike Lima Delta, if you hung around, your comments, over.
WD8USA, I believe. This is Whiskey Alpha 4, Mike Lima Delta. The name is Ray, R-A-Y. Location is Macomb County in the very bottom southwest corner of Macomb County. And, yeah, we got more snow here than expected. It took me three times as long with my little diesel tractor to get everything cleared away. So I'm soaking wet from the snow soaking in, and going to have a cup of cocoa and kick back here. Couldn't even get my generator out of the garage for winter field day. That's how lazy I was. See you all next week. Whiskey Alpha 4, Michael Lima Delta.
Okay, Ray, good enough. Thanks for your comments and for coming to the nut this morning. I guess you got, we missed it all. We just got light flurries here, and which is fine. And the cloud cover kind of kept us a little warmer than what we might have been, but it would have been nice to see some sunshine today. But I'm not complaining. It sure beats the 20 below we had two nights ago. Man, that was brutal. I heard the house just creaking in that cold. Boy. Amazing, amazing stuff. All right, Ray, thank you very much, and have a great rest of your evening. Let's see here. And then, B-Z-R, did you come back on the circuit? Over.
N-A-B-Z-R, no comment.
Okay, well, I wanted to make sure I got you in there. Thanks for joining the net this evening. KD-SWR, did you return? Okay, nothing heard. Well, it's pretty to give them a try. All right, let's see, where are we here? N-A-W-R-O, I hope I got that call right. Your comments for the net, stand by.
In D2 Macomb County, well, technically Macomb is deployed. This weekend, we're providing mutual aid support to Warren's CERT group with staffing of their warming center down in Warren. We had a total of five members participate this weekend, three of which are currently deployed on site now. We just got word from our deputy EC that they are extending the hours until next Friday. So we're hoping to assist Warren CERT this coming week as well. The test of our new e-deploy roster worked well with this deployment. I want to shout out to Ray, number 18, who was just on. He's in the southern part of our county. As always, thanks to Central Michigan for the VHF-UHF link. That's all from Macomb. This is NAWRO. Back over to you, Joe. Stay warm, everyone.
Okay, good enough. Nice, solid transmission. Jim, that sounds great. And the work you guys are doing is phenomenal. And what makes it even more significant than that is the conditions you're facing. So that I think that's about the best public service event mentioned so far on this net. So kudos to you, and this is exactly why we exist. So the main reason why we exist, in my opinion. So Tim, continue the good work, and thank you for checking in with us. I'll break with you. Last but not least on the list, November 8th, Kilo, November Sierra. Your comments for the net, over.
Yes, this is November 8th, Kilo, November Sierra. Name is Don. I'm in Macomb County.
and happened to turn on the scanner, and it's the first time I've heard this net. I was out of the hobby for a while, and so I got back in. I'm with the RPSC here, Springs Crews Amateur Radio Club, and I'm kind of getting some information here, just wondering what this is all about exactly. And like I said, I'm just getting back into the hobby, and just heard you out there. Back to net control.
Okay, Bill, super fine. You're a good readable signal tonight, and I think this is the first time you've checked into the Michigan Upstream, so very good. I was unaware I was going to be net control today, so no sooner did I close the amateur radio public service coordinate at 4 o'clock. I stopped by here and somebody said, oh, by the way, you're not control. So, all right, we go by districts, and I guess my district was up. So we'll talk about sidecast. All right, Bill, thank you. All right, that brings us to Bob and Melissa, as I have it. Are there any additional check-ins or further comments or any stations that I have missed? Call them.
Recheck.
Go ahead.
Yes, I believe you called me. Anyway, I was making my comments. Apparently, I didn't get in there on my turn for some reason. Maybe my transmission didn't make it.
Well, you're making it now. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, I'm in Macomb County. I'm with the ARPSC here. This is the first time I've ever heard this net. I was out of the hobby for a while, so I'm getting back in again. Just happened to turn the scanner on and heard you in there. Just wondering what this is all about.
Yeah, well, you're turned into the Michigan Amateur Public Service Cornet. We meet at 5 p.m. Eastern Time every Sunday, usually, on 3932, and our secondary frequency is 60 meters channel 2. And we're primarily check-ins that give us an overview of what's happening in their counties as far as emergency services. That includes Skywarn, Aries, Racy's, Oxcom, and associated programs. I've got a Salvation Army rep on board tonight. So we generally go over what's happening in our various counties during the week, and then any suggestions or any comments to approve interoperability. So that's in a nutshell what the net's about, and we meet every week at 5 o'clock Eastern. Over.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate that. So I take it you're on linked repeaters?
0331.
Week and stay safe and warm. NA, KNS clear.
Okay, very good, Don. Thank you. I got you that time 100%. Okay, we reached the bottom of the list. Do I have any further comments or any additional check-ins before we close? Over. Okay, and on the grid, I'd like to thank all stations that participated in this evening's net. And let's see, we had 14 stations with a runtime of 40 minutes. So thank you all, and good night this evening. You all stay warm. Take care. This is WDUSA closing the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Coronet at 2122. Frequency is now free, and that's closed. Out.
WD8UFA, KJVD.
Yes, sir. How can I help? Over.
Nothing. I just want to confirm 14 stations and...
NAKNS, NAKNS, from NAWRO. Don, you still there?
NAWRO. Good afternoon.
Hey, Don, it's Tim up in Richmond. I think they disconnected. I hope they did. I heard it drop. So, yeah, I'll send you some more information on this. It is every Sunday, kind of unique. I guess you're probably not on a Discord page, are you?
No, I don't think I'm on there yet.
Well, I tell you what I'll do. I'll send you another link if you're interested. You can jump on. Don't have to, of course. But as far as this net's concerned, I'll send you something in the mail about it. Or I could probably wait until next training day if you think you might be there. Over.
Go ahead and send it in the mail.
Yes, sir. Will do. Don't want to leave you out. But it is kind of unique. It's HF over linked UHF, VHF on our very own repeater here, so I think it's kind of unique. I do check in and give them an update, but all our members are welcome to check in and, you know, just say a few things about what you like or about the weather, whatever. But appreciate you joining tonight and hope to see you maybe at the next meeting, and I'll send that right out to you. NAWRO, this is Tim Richmond. After you, sir. Have a good one. Stay warm.
Okay, I just wrote your call now and your name, and yeah, we'll see you at the next meeting and hear you on the nets. Appreciate the help. Thank you very much. You have a good week, and stay warm also. It's kind of pretty cold out there. NAKNS is clear.
You as well, Don. NAWRO, clear.
W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.